This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This week, I'm in the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The Economy Museum is here, and that's why I'm here to talk about that. Abby Anderson is the museum director. Over education is Liz Senzi. Tell me a little bit about the history of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis to start with, Abby.
For sure. Well, the Federal Reserve was created by an act of Congress signed by the president back in 1913. The regional reserve banks, like St. Louis, were selected in 1914. This building itself, however, became our permanent location, and it was constructed on June 1st, or opened for operations June 1st, 1925. And we are so happy. It's our big centennial. We have been a mainstay of downtown St. Louis, but especially the Federal Reserve has been an important part of the overall U.S. economy for over 100 years.
And it's a beautiful building. Tell me a little bit about the architecture here. Liz, you seem to be into architecture history, so tell me.
Yes. So this is an Art Deco style building, as many of the buildings were in 1925. And you can tell from some of the ornamentation outside, but really once you step inside, you'll see a lot of the beautiful ornamentation. You have the marble from Italy, you've got beautiful brass work, and then several symbols of the Federal Reserve all within. We've got eagles, and then, of course, fleur-de-lis to tie us back to St. Louis inside.
And this building, is it kind of imposing? I mean, it looks like a building that should be in Washington, D.C., a place like that. So do you have a little bit of trouble getting people to realize that they can come in here and see the museum and be a part of this?
We do have a challenge in the Economy Museum letting folks know how they can enter. But we do our best work with our media folks and with our online presence and letting people know that when they do get into us, we are accessible and we're ready to teach them as much as we can.
Just a little bit of security to get in?
Just a little bit of security to get into. Something that you would go through at the airport, basically.
Not even that, I don't think.
No, not near as scary. Yeah. And though this building was constructed to be a fortress, we do have an active cash vault. There's billions of dollars. It's been really essential that this building remain secure and steadfast in our operations. But here at the Economy Museum, we want to make sure that we're interacting with the public and that they can see that we are human and we are here to serve them. And the Economy Museum is just one part of that, to help broaden the educational effort, to help people understand the Federal Reserve, but even more importantly, to help them understand themselves and their role in the economy.
Before we get to the museum, tell me a little bit about the history of the Federal Reserve System, because you talked about how it started in the early 20th century. But the way the map at the beginning of the museum kind of explains how it was all separated out and why.
Absolutely. The Federal Reserve is actually the third attempt at creating a central bank here in the United States. This attempt, however, they wanted to do things a little bit differently. Throughout our history, there's just been a bit of a friction to try and determine what should be done locally, maybe statewide, maybe nationally, and they wanted to make sure that the central bank was a voice of the people. And so in 1914, various cities across the country bid to become a regional reserve bank site. St. Louis was fortunate enough to be chosen. At that time, we were the fourth largest city in the United States, just beat out slightly by Philadelphia. And they determined that we would be an essential site to be able to serve what we call our 8th district. We were divided up, and many of the regional reserve banks are a little more congested on the eastern side of the country. But then, and still a little bit today, a lot of the population was there. So when you have people, you have commerce, you have money, you have banks. And it was really important to make sure that there were boots on the ground to be able to support those banks, to support those economies. As we have branched out into the digital age, our district lines haven't changed, but we work together as one enterprise, one system to help ensure that the services that we're providing either to the U.S. government and the U.S. Treasury, but especially to banks and especially to each individual person.
What, when you walk into the museum itself, what are you struck by? What is the goal of the museum to try to teach people?
The goal is that very first sentence you see when you walk in, your decisions impact the economy. So the goal is to think about and talk about the pillars of economics, but really drive home that your decisions and how you want to drive your own personal trade is what is driving the economy. There's not one singular person in an office doing this. There's not one singular office in Washington, D.C. or maybe in New York that is doing this. It's all of us participating together that moves the economy forward.
Pillars of the economy, what are they?
Oh, all of them? Well, we've got scarcity. We don't have enough, so we have to make choices. We've got trade. How does global trade and local trade work? We've got decision making. What decisions do you want to make? What directions do you want to go? And then thinking about like that larger global piece, how do we compare thinking about GDP internationally?
And of course, cash, money. I mean, obviously, there's part of the museum is about money itself. So let's talk a little bit about the currency, the history of currency. People can learn a little bit about that, not just here, but elsewhere in the world, which I think is really interesting.
The thing about us as humans is we have always been trying to figure out how do we make exchanges efficiently, effectively, fairly. And this has been an effort for thousands of years. Obviously, we had the bartering system. I have a goat, you have a cow, let's make a deal. But that gets tricky, right? Whose is more valuable? Are we going to be able to do this in another town, in another state, in another country? And throughout history, we have created a means of exchange. So we've created money, everyone's favorite topic. Across the globe, money has been made out of axes, out of knives, out of glass, out of stone, and of course, coins and currency like we use today. And now it's even broadened into a digital realm, right? We're thinking about credit cards, debit cards, digital
Bitcoin,
transactions.
Whatever that is.
And really what it's all in essence about is our way to be able to exchange and to be able to work together and to create the economy. And we want to celebrate that here at the Economy Museum. So our vault gallery is a celebration of all things money. We have international currency, which highlights the beauty and the design of money. Design goes into helping protect currency by creating these intricate, delicate designs that make it more difficult to reproduce as a counterfeiter, but it also is a celebration of that community. May that be of their history, of their industries, maybe even of their environment. One of my absolute favorites is a Costa Rican note that has a bull shark and my new favorite animal, the slimy sea plume, as they celebrate their beauty and nature of their community.
Slimy sea plume.
Right?
That's Costa Rica, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. A really fun fact here at the Federal Reserve is we are a key point for money flowing into the economy. One of our key responsibilities with cash is we accept deposits from financial institutions. We have an amazing team that works here specifically with that money to ensure that it's both real, but also in good condition. My joke is that we are a part of the end-of-life care for the money. And when it becomes too worn, too torn, too dirty, our high-powered processing machines will analyze those bills, and they'll shred them up into itsy-bitsy pieces of confetti, basically. And I encourage you, before you leave today, help us take out the trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Crash and take a free bag of shredded money home with you.
Yeah. How often does that happen? Does that happen every day?
Every day of our operations, they are regularly analyzing those bills to make sure that whatever we take into our cash vault is both real and in good condition. And so they shred potentially millions of dollars a day.
But millions bank, a day.
Yes, potentially. But don't worry, the banks still have that money on their books. We are just making sure that that money, when it gets into your hands, isn't going to disintegrate and fall apart.
So those are replaced, mm-hmm. the bills that mm-hmm. you're talking mm-hmm. about. You know, everyone's had one of those shredded bills. It's torn in half and you've used scotch tape yes. to keep it together. Yeah. Those are the ones you want to get rid yes. of. Nobody wants those bills.
Absolutely.
That's interesting that's what the Federal Reserve does. So many of the little functions that you don't think about that mm-hmm. the Federal Reserve does is on display here. You can kind of understand it better when you go through the museum.
It's really important. We think that we're doing a good job almost when it's stable, but you don't always know when things are working really well, right? So our job is to make sure that we're serving the economy, we're serving banks, we're doing our job as effectively and as efficiently as possible. And we hope when people come in, they get to recognize that. And of course, when it comes to our students, we want to showcase potential for future jobs and how to think about their own career growth, especially in our educational programs, which Liz is in charge of.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So what kind of educational programs do you have for kids to learn more about the economy and money and how everything functions?
Sure. So when school groups come to visit us, we offer each and every one of them a guided tour of our facility, much like you just went through with us. So we talk about the function and the history of the Federal Reserve, those pillars of economics. We get into the cash vault and we all measure ourselves in shredded cash, talk about the flow of money through the economy. And then school groups can also opt in to do a classroom program. So they can come into this classroom. We've got programs for K through 2 where we're talking about consumers and producers. We're reading a story together and then they get to make a cookie out of Play-Doh and tell us all about it. And then for our 3rd through 5th graders, we talk all about counterfeits. So knowing your features of money, knowing what makes money safe, knowing how to catch counterfeits when you run into them. And we have a fun hands-on activity where we get to build a bill together and learn all of those different features. We're working on a program for our 6th to 8th graders that will launch this fall, thinking something about financial literacy, how to take care of your money supply when you have it. And then for our high schoolers, we have a program called Escape the Vault. And it is an escape room in a box where they solve puzzles and trivia facts about the Federal Reserve to then put in a 5-digit code and escape the vault.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Well, that reminds me of when I was hosting Marketplace, I did this series with kids mm-hmm. about money and the economy. And I just sat in a room with a bunch of 10-year-olds and asked them questions. And they were fascinating. The wisdom of children. Mm-hmm. They were fascinating. I asked them about debt. And versus, you know, having cash on hand and how you spend, and their answers were incredible. So you can learn a lot from kids' yep. eyes about things like this.
Kids know more about money and economics than they will let on. They are listening to us. They are little sponges. They are not, you know, inhibited by all of the adult Outlook calendaring that we are doing day to day. So they know an awful lot, and it's really fun to bring them in and let them kind of be their own experts when they're here as well. Because we do a lot of call and response, question and answer on the tour, and that gives them a chance to shine too.
Both of you guys have mentioned real counterfeit. So how big of an issue is that in today's society?
I would say that it's something that you should always be aware of. The reality is when it comes to you spending your money, may that be physical currency, may it be a credit card or a debit card, we just want people to be diligent and be able to pay attention. One of the things that we talk about, of course, is counterfeiting, how to recognize certain designs. Is it still an issue here in the United States and especially internationally? Well, we also want to talk about fraud, how to trust people. We've heard stories from teachers that kids have their very own cash app that they can use, that grandma and grandpa, instead of mailing $5, they send digitally $5, but making sure that we work with them and help them understand what are the dangers there. And that's something that we're continuing to grow with. Mm-hmm. In terms of how bad it is, I don't have an exact percentage, but the thing about it is our cash vault, they're incredibly diligent, and banks know this. They don't send us any counterfeits, and certainly banks don't want to receive any counterfeits. So it has to be a tiered system. So it starts from you and me being really diligent with our money and then going all the way up to the Federal Reserve, making sure we do not accept. So we're the last stop.
Well, we are in somewhat of a cashless society. It keeps evolving that way. So how are you adapting here in terms of the museum teaching people about that?
Sure. So one of the biggest points that we always drive home is, as we are moving to a more cashless society, is it's still, you have to get to know your money. Because like Abby mentioned, it all starts with you. Get to know your money, get to know the features so you can help keep it safe. But even as we do move to a more digital society with the kids who have the P cards or the green cards, spend time with your bank account. I like to joke with the kids, you know, when you're done doom scrolling Instagram or TikTok, you go and you doom scroll your bank account. Did you make that transaction? Did mom and dad put that money in at that time? And if something looks suspicious, say something.
Doom scrolling. I absolutely have heard that. That's a great phrase. But I remember when I did that session with the kids, I asked one of them about that issue of, using a credit card versus using cash. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, when you have cash, you know how much you're spending. And when you have a credit card, it can add up really quickly and you don't realize it till later. So that is still something we, you know, have a challenge with, using, not using cash.
Right. Exactly. So when you're not using that physical cash, it's not physically in your hands, and then leaving your hands, that can be a challenge. But again, just making sure that they understand how to know where their money is and when to ask for help. Those are kind of the basic skills that we're working on teaching them here at the Economy Museum.
Abby Anderson, the director of the museum, the Economy Museum at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Liz Senzi, in charge of education here. Guys, you are great. Thank you for inviting me over here so I could check this out.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.